Well, there's a lot of football on. I don't know where you've been, Saturday and Sunday. No, I had a chance to get some work done. We all have individual things to work on. Get a jump on Seattle, and more importantly, I had time to spend with my family. So it was a good weekend. Well, I had a chance to watch them on TV Sunday afternoon, and I thought they played with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. I think it's something that you can pick up the pace of the game on TV. The coaching tape's obviously better to go back and watch it to get what you're looking for schematically. But I've always enjoyed watching TV copies because there's other things you can get information from. So. It's a loud stadium. We know that from playing there in the past. That'll be a challenge. We'll start with some crowd noise today, just to make, because we haven't done it, and since Cincinnati. So, just those are the kinds of things that we're talking about. We will install this afternoon our normal down distance offense, defense, and get a jump on special teams, and we'll practice this afternoon. So, if we feel fortunate to have some time to step away from it. We're healthy. It looks like we're going to be very healthy this week, and we feel like we've been able to get a jump on Seattle and spend an extra day practicing for sure. So that's where we are.
Expect Jennings to work this week?
I expect Greg to go today in a limited fashion, yes.
Mike, you obviously know a lot about Matt Flynn, but when you watch Russell Wilson play, what do you see in him that kind of justifies their going that route?
Well, just watching, the Arizona game and seeing him play against Dallas, I thought they did a very good job of staying balanced. I thought they ran the ball very well, extremely well in the second half, extremely well in two tight ends and two backs. So, and just really, it's important to keep a young quarterback in favorable down and distance. And I thought he did a very good job, managing the game. He's played with favorable sticks most of the day. Made some plays with his feet. He can make all the throws. I mean, that's something that we're definitely aware of in his college evaluation. I do remember, Ted makes his annual pilgrimage down to Madison each year. He actually just did a couple weeks ago. And when he came back last year, he was very impressed with Russell and his, at practice. And it was no surprise with the type of year he had for the Badgers. So for him to be starting right away, I think speaks volumes. Especially because we have such a great appreciation and respect for Matt Flynn. So, they have two good young quarterbacks there.
Mike, as someone who knows quarterbacks, and you obviously saw Russell before the draft, do you buy the theory that shorter quarterbacks can't succeed in this league? Because he's certainly battling that and appears to have had some pretty good success with him again.
Yeah, I don't want to act like some expert historian, but I would say just in my time in this league, I think today's game definitely helps defeat that notion because, it's still important to run the ball and play action and so forth. But today's, a lot of quarterbacks are making plays with their feet, and that's definitely a strength of Russell. And, something that we're preparing for. So I think the openness of today's game will definitely play to someone that's, under 6 foot but has everything else.
Mike, Clay has started fast before with sacks. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's about opportunities. I mean, that's what the coaching staff sits around and game plans for and spends the extra time. You're always trying to create as many opportunities for your players as possible, particularly your playmakers. So, I mean, it's part of every game plan decision, discussion, but it eventually comes down to matchups and how are they going to react to Clay and how are we going to react to their reaction and be proactive with our schemes to try to combat, it's whether to chip in or double team in or slide and whatever the reaction is going to be.
Mike, when James Starks gets healthy again, what do you see his role being? Is there a role for him in
Well, everybody on our football team has a role. You know, James is going to practice, it looks like, this week, so it'll be good to get him back out there. And but, you know, as we know, turf toe is an injury. I don't think you just jump up out of bed one day and you're okay. So there will be some transition time for him to come back. And as far as his role, I mean, that's really determined during the week. And our running back position is probably as competitive as it's ever been since I've been here. So I feel very good about that group top to bottom.
Mike, are you comfortable with how you're playing on offense? It just seems like a little bit you're out of sync. You're settling for field goals on some occasions. You're moving the ball with some uncharacteristic mistakes we didn't see last year. Where are you on your evaluation?
Well, I'm not real big on making huge decisions after a two-game evaluation. I think after four to five games is when you really identify yourself as a football team, particularly as a unit. We actually just spent the whole morning going back through San Francisco and Chicago, and just concluded with a team meeting. Went through every grade, offense, defense, and special teams, all the production in every area, and really the things that we want to emphasize going forward as far as our self-scout, the things that we're going to focus on regardless of who we're playing. We're not far off on offense. And I don't even want to say this, but I hate when people say, well, if we made this play or that play, you wouldn't have to ask me a question. But we'll play better on offense. I'm confident with that.
Like, I can't remember if it was you or the Ted that said, maybe both of you did, about how your veterans were going to carry your team. I understand that. But you got contributions from six rookies on defense.
Yeah.
How nice was that to see? And is it even more exciting to think, okay, here's where they are at week two, think about where they'll be at week 12 kind of a thing?
Yeah, I agree with your opinion and your statement. You know, we talk about winning and growing. And just based on the fact that our younger players are playing – in week two gives us that opportunity. So I'm excited about where this team has a chance to go. But the reality that the focus is 1 week at a time. We've been guaranteed 14 opportunities, and that's really all we're focused on. We made a significant jump in 4 days from game one to game two, and that's something that we need to hold on to and learn from. And that's the message. As a football team, and our younger players are contributing, and really the depth on defense is reflected this morning in our staff meeting. When you're trying to, you know, navigate the week work on who you're getting ready, who's competing to be up, who, you know, versus going to being inactive. So this is about as challenging as it's been, because everybody on that board is competing to be part of that 46, and that's where you want to be as a football team.
Two more.
What did Jarrell Worthy show you that he's one of those rookies?
I thought he did a nice job. I thought his energy was good. You know, made some plays. You know, he was part of the field goal, which, you know, for a defensive guy, the touchdown, that was, you know, it was fun. Enjoyed his celebration, but he did a nice job. He's part of a rotation, and it's important. Really, that whole defensive line. I like the different body types that we have. There, he's obviously, you know, he's different, brings a different set of skill level in certain areas. So I really like the variety we have there as a group. But I think 2 games in, he's off to a good solid start. There's little things he needs to improve on, the fundamentals, and he knows that, and we'll continue to work on that. He's doing a lot better job staying on sides. That was an issue for him in training camp. So he's an aggressive guy. He brings a lot of juice to practice and to the games, and he's a good young player that's going to continue to grow.
With Jermichael, he had some drops last year. He's had, I think, maybe 3, depending on how you want to grade him this year. Is there a concern there? Is any loss of confidence going to him?
You know, really any statistical matter, whether it's individual, unit, or team, I don't think it's appropriate to be concerned after 2 weeks. Like I just got done saying, we just went through our first 2 games, which is our whole season so far, corrected the tape in depth. Everybody gets a grade. Everything's evaluated, so everybody understands where we are, you know, both as a team, as a unit, individually, wins and losses, and it's presented to the whole team. So the accountability factor is there. But handling the football as a team is definitely a focus this week. We haven't caught the ball as well as we need to. We've dropped a couple interceptions. We had the ball on the ground probably one or two many times. Defense, we need to get the ball out. Defense in our coverage units, we need to get the ball out. We haven't been able to get the ball out from our opponent. So those are the types of things that we're focusing on. And once again, it always goes back to the fundamentals.
Thank you.